This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Luke chapter 10, Leroy tells us why heroes and generals are not the people who win the war. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
During World War II, a few military leaders and heroes were known by sight to millions of people. Because of newspapers and magazines and newsreels, people recognized Generals Eisenhower and Bradley and MacArthur and Medal of Honor winner Audie Murphy. But the war was not won by a few generals and well-known heroes. It was won by hundreds of thousands of well-trained and courageous soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. They were unknown and unheralded, but they did what they had to do. Now, the same thing is true in our spiritual warfare against the forces of evil in the world today. God's plan is not to win the world through a few Christian superstars, but through multiplied thousands of believers working behind the scene, people like you and me. Notice what Jesus did in Luke chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before His face into every city and place whither He Himself would come. And He said unto them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth laborers into His harvest." Now, who were these 70? You know, nobody knows. But what we do know about them speaks volume about the great commission of Jesus Christ. They were unknown, ordinary disciples, but they were certainly well trained for their mission. How do we know that? Because if we compare the mission of the 12 in Matthew chapter 10 with the mission of the 70 here in Luke 10, the job description is practically identical. And when they returned, they rejoiced in their success. Their names are not known like the 12, but they have been trained to be effective in carrying out the commands of Christ. Now, what do you think would happen in our world if every person who turned to Jesus Christ in true repentance and faith went on to become a strong, mature, fruitful disciple? In other words, each believer would not only become a mature Christian, but would be a laborer whom God could use to help others become disciples as well. Be faithful in sharing the gospel with your neighbors and your friends. Look for a new Christian and help that person grow and mature into a well-trained laborer for Christ. Generals and heroes are great, but it takes all of us to win the war. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Perhaps you've been wanting to establish a daily quiet time with the Lord. To help you get started, we'd like to send you a free copy of the pamphlet, 7 Minutes with God. It's filled with practical hints and encouragement. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for 7 Minutes with God. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a gracious invitation and the incredible excuses people gave for refusing to accept. Join us on Daily Discipleship.